Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this public hearing together for Tuesday, October 8th at 6 o'clock at night. We are going to skip the roll call because I think we've already written that down. We'll move on to the item on our agenda, which is new business, public hearing regarding conditional use application number 2019-05 for 1625 East Chocolate Avenue is filed by Brian and Laura Holton. Ms. Kremer.
Thank you.
I'm
good, but okay. He normally does.
Well, everybody's present except for Mark.
Yes, well, no, I didn't ask for it because I saw that it was being written down and you didn't need it.
Okay, this conditional use hearing application is filed by Brian and Laura Holton, who are intending to operate a specialty home, what we call a specialty home, what will be called a short-term rental as we move forward with our zoning ordinance. The property is located in the, I'm sorry, this will be at 1625 East Chocolate Avenue, next to Almond Paints. I have the property shown here. This is a person picking up my daughter, so just excuse me. Nope, I missed it. She'll call back if it's really, really important. There's some calls that you just shouldn't make. Anyway, the property is located in the Palmdale Mixed Use and East Chocolate Avenue Overlay Zoning Districts. This conditional use application is filed under Section 225.501.20 of the Zoning Ordinance, which has some requirements when this use is proposed, some requirements that the applicant must meet. The relevant or applicable ones is, first of all, it has to be in the East Chocolate Avenue Overlay Zoning District, which this property is located. Specialty homes are only permitted within buildings where the existing or prior approved use was a habitable dwelling, which was the case here. A specialty home must be a minimum of 25 feet from any other dwelling unit, which this home does meet that requirement. One off-street parking space is required for each bedroom, and that is also being met here. The applicant has a garage in the back of the property that will supply two parking spaces, and they have paved an area next to the garage, that'll contain the third serving the three-bedroom specialty home. The exterior of the specialty home must maintain a residential appearance, which it will. Noise and disturbances must be compatible to typical residential uses, and we'll get into how that's being addressed in my recommended conditions. Special events are prohibited, and the applicant has agreed to put that actually on their listing as well. So that's weddings and concerts and stuff like that. The access to the property must be maintained for emergency vehicles, which should be pretty easy to do on this site, which has frontage on Chocolate, frontage on an alley, and a large parking lot next door. Signage is limited to a 1 square foot nameplate, and I believe the applicant said that they're not proposing to put up any signage for this use. Regardless of the number of dwelling units on the property, there may be only one given contract at any one time. The applicant has agreed to that condition. And finally, under 50120, the owner-operator must provide the name and 24-hour contact phone number for the person responsible for the property to the community development, to the police department, and discreetly post it on the property, and they've agreed to do all of those things. Also within the ordinance, there's general requirements that have to be met for conditional uses. They are as follows. The use will not adversely affect the
is this what you gave me?
Thank you, and I apologize for that. The general requirements are that the use will not adversely affect the health, safety, and the residents in the neighborhood. that the use will not overburden existing public services, including water, sanitary sewer, public roads, storm drainage, or other improvements. The use will not be detrimental to the use or development or change in essential character of the neighborhood. And it goes on to say the Board of Supervisors shall consider at a minimum the impact of noise, light, odor, and adequacy of parking. And finally, that the use shall meet all of the requirements of the chapter. Board of Supervisors, you are required to render a written decision within 45 days after the hearing is concluded. Assuming it concludes tonight, your decision will need to be rendered no later than November 22nd. Keep in mind that November 12th is your meeting before then. I've drafted up some recommended conditions for any approval that may be granted, and I'd like to read those into the record so the applicant can hear them as well, and if the board wants to add anything, then they're able to do so. They are as follows. The establishment of the specialty home shall be in substantial compliance with the information presented with the conditional use application and during the Board of Supervisors' October 8th public hearing. If in the future the applicant proposes to increase the number of bedrooms in the dwelling beyond the existing three, they must apply for further approval from the township. The operation of the specialty home must at all times comply with the requirements of Section 225, 501, 20A through L, which are the criteria that I went through for the board just a moment ago. The garage must remain accessible to and be used by the specialty home renters. Notwithstanding any lesser restriction required by the Township Property Maintenance Code, no more than two individuals, excluding children under the age of three, may occupy any bedroom. Any outdoor amenities or improvements to the specialty home, such as decks, seating areas, horseshoe pits, patios, and the like, must be at least 25 feet from any adjacent single-family dwelling. The owner-operator of the specialty home must pay all state, county, and local hotel occupancy taxes that are applicable to the temporary lodging. The owner must register with the unit and pay the fee of any rental inspection program operated by the township, which we're looking to do sometime next year, and the applicant's aware of that. If the Derry Township Police Department receives excessive noise complaints regarding the use of the specialty home, upon receipt of the third complaint, the owner or operator shall install and monitor a noise monitoring system such as Noise Aware, or an equivalent device to monitor the noise levels in attempt to circumvent the complaints. That was a big discussion with the Planning Commission as to whether or not that should be. It's a safeguard. It's meant to make the owner aware prior to the police if there's any issues. The granting of the approval of the conditional use request shall not relieve the applicant from filing and having the township approve any permit, land development, subdivision, or other or site plan which may be required by other township regulations. The granting of the approval of this conditional use shall expire if a zoning permit, building permit, or certificate of use and occupancy is not obtained within 12 months from the date of the granting of the approval of the conditional use. And finally, the specialty home shall meet all the requirements the township of the township that may apply. Again, it's not necessary to take action tonight at the hearing. I'll be looking to list this for action at No later than the November 12th meeting.
Anyone have any questions of Chuck or the applicant? Is this your first specialty home?
Yes.
Well, thank you for following the process. Appreciate it. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to comment on this item? If so, ma'am, just come to the podium, and we'd just like to ask you to share your, well, sorry, you share your name and your address, and just share your comments with us. You're on your own.
I know. My name's Connie Yogum. My husband owns the property right next door, 1617. We did receive the letter. Thank you very much. We did appreciate it. What is a specialty home? Or we have no idea what's going right next to us. So if you could elaborate.
Sure, that's a good question. I'll let Chuck read the exact definition. So
yeah, we came in a little late. We're from Perry County.
Oh, so you don't live in the home right next door?
No. My husband's boyhood home. He lived there when he was a little shaver.
Oh, nice.
I won't tell you how old he is.
So a specialty home is what you hear about when you hear Airbnb. So it's a short-term rental. It is rented on a daily to weekly basis. And it's defined as any dwelling or portion of a dwelling containing a single cooking area used as a rental for a period of less than 30 consecutive days for up to two individuals per bedroom, serving a maximum of 10 individuals. Children under the age of three are excluded from the count. So again, it's a short-term rental. What we often find with these, if you're not familiar with it, is typically they're rented on the internet through a service like Airbnb, which is kind of like the band-aid, you know, if you will, of the terms. The people that rent the home are rated on that website, and the people that rent the home are rated on that website. I think overall it tends to be a fairly safe way to provide short-term rentals. That's, I think, the experience that most areas have had.
So if you're not familiar with them, people in lieu of staying at a hotel in the area might choose the convenience of a home because they might be able to prepare their own breakfast and enjoy visiting our community without staying in the confines of a hotel. It's been a very popular way for families and couples to travel.
Where do the people live that will own this, or that will?
I believe that you live in the Jacobs Creek development in Mary Township.
Okay, so you're nearby.
Yeah.
Just in case there should be.
I think it's a 9-minute drive.
Yeah. That's for audition.
That's good to know, because I've only heard negative things from these things on the internet. You know, where people rent them and then they trash them.
Okay.
So
we really are hoping that doesn't happen. Yeah, we'll be monitoring closely. I mean, it has just been remodeled and upgraded, and we don't want anything bad to happen to it either.
Have you done this before? You have other properties to list your percentages?
Laura, I apologize. We know who you are, but if you could just, for the record, so we have it, just state your name and your address so that we have it on the record.
Sure. Laura Holton, and address is 280 Jacobs Creek Drive in Hershey.
And she and her husband are the applicants.
Do we have any other questions?
But if you think of anything else, feel free to call the township and ask for Chuck Emery or Chris Christman, and they'd be happy to answer any questions you might think of later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for making the trip in tonight. Anyone else have any comments?
I have a comment for Chuck. When are we going to have in position the inspection?
I do have that program in this year's tentative budget. It'll take writing an ordinance and adopting an ordinance. I'm shooting for by the end of the second quarter of the year.
But you're surprised he asked it.
Yeah, I am. You must have wrote it down. And
passed it over. I'm tired of asking.
Anyone else have any other questions? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Zabud. All those in favor?
Aye.
That motion carries. Thank you very much for coming this evening.